Chapter 35. It felt strange to be back at Columbia after 3 months away. The dorm room hadn't changed, apart from receiving a once-over from a cleaner over summer break, but it seemed different to Foggy. Maybe it was that Matt dragged their two single beds together to make one double with an annoying gap in the middle that Foggy stuffed with spare pillows. Combining their two beds into one was such a clear yet silent statement of, "I want you with me," that Foggy didn't hesitate to go out and buy a comforter and a set of sheets big enough to cover the improvised bed comfortably. Little did he know, that comforter was the beginning of many soft touches that would make that dorm room a true home over the course of the semester. By the end of the first week of classes, he'd discovered that Matt was taking an elective. There was nothing unusual about that. Foggy was taking two electives himself: legal history and comparative legal systems. What was unusual was that Matt's elective class wasn't related to law at all. It was a pottery class. He wasn't sure what to think about that, but then Matt started to bring things home from classes: a jewelry tray and clay beads, then egg cups and a mug, before a spoon rest of all things. None of the things Matt made were exactly good. In fact, they were all quite flawed, inconsistent and asymmetrical, but Matt seemed to be enjoying making things with his own hands, so not a word of criticism left Foggy's mouth. Those funny clay creations were the first of many tactile items that appeared in the dorm room over the first few weeks of the semester. First, there were the ugly gray-brown mugs with bumps all over them that Matt just had to have, for the texture, Foggy assumed. But Matt didn't stop there. Soft, fluffy pillows and crocheted blankets soon covered their shared bed. Then there were the tiles with raised lines and odd patterns that appeared in the kitchenette as heat mats and pot holders. Matt started collecting interesting rocks on his walks, too. Each stone had different textures or roughened edges that Matt took to touching whenever he was mulling over an assignment question. Foggy watched him often, finding himself unable to look away. Worried as he had been about the negative effects Stick would inevitably have on Matt, his fears of Matt turning hard and cold proved to be unfounded. In fact, what he saw more and more was a soft side to Matt that he absolutely adored and would never let be crushed or ground out by a sadistic asshole like Stick. He became determined to protect this side of Matt, and that was why he didn't protest when Matt's love of collecting tactile, textured things extended to shopping for new clothes and bed linen. Silk quickly became Matt's newest obsession. He insisted on buying silk sheets for the bed, no matter how many times Foggy objected, pointing out how much easier they'd stain or that the sheets would be cold in winter, which was just around the corner. All his arguments fell on deaf ears. Matt was buying those silk sheets, no matter what he had to say about it. It took Foggy 5 shopping trips in 2 weeks to realize what Matt was doing: recreating the homey feel of his aunt and uncle's house, only in a tiny dorm room that was theirs, making it something more than just a place to crash between lectures. That was so sweet that his immediate response was more. More stuff, no matter how ugly, as long as it had a texture Matt could enjoy. It was Marcy in the end who brought the unbridled collecting to a halt, or slowed it down at least, when she stopped by the dorm for a study session late one Sunday night. "Oh my God, what is all this ugly crap?" she exclaimed upon entering the dorm. "Couldn't you two wait to get an apartment together before you start buying... what the hell is that?" "It's a blanket stall," Matt replied coolly from his seat on the bed. "Did you know there are blankets with sleeves?" "Oh my God," Marcy muttered in disbelief. Foggy just grinned and closed the door behind her, shutting the chilly evening air out. It was cold for fall, and Matt seemed to agree. He was wrapped in an admittedly hideous blanket, but he liked it, and Foggy wasn't about to tell him no, even if it was a particularly ugly shade of moss green bordered by the brightest shade of purple Foggy had ever seen in his life. "It's his birthday in a couple of months," Foggy mumbled, seizing on a convenient excuse for not telling his boyfriend the word no. "Are we studying tonight or what?" Yeah, let me just warn Jen first, Marcy replied, shaking her head and slipping her phone out of her pocket. She's going to be a bit late anyway. What's the big deal? He likes it, Foggy muttered defensively. Blind, not deaf, Matt called obnoxiously as Foggy stifled a laugh. The look on Marcy's face was priceless, so much so that Foggy very generously set about making her a cup of coffee and even gave her the last whoopie pie in thanks for the enjoyment that look gave him. Marcy's expression resembled disbelief tempered with amusement as she glanced at Matt, who was absorbed in his audiobook, though not absorbed enough to miss an opportunity to remind Foggy why he loved spoiling him. Did you two become an old married couple when I wasn't looking? Marcy muttered, taking a seat at Foggy's desk. Did I miss the memo? One, yes, and we're very happy about it, Foggy said with a grin, setting Marcy's cup of coffee in front of her. And two, we'll send you a memo, Matt declared, removing his earbuds and yawning sleepily. Yeah, what he said, Foggy agreed as Marcy rolled her eyes at him. Her irritation was only feigned, Foggy knew. He'd never forgotten her support before winter break last year, when Matt had been too traumatized by Stick to leave the dorm at all. Marcy had simply moved their study sessions from the library to the dorm and started bringing Jen along, her friend's natural awkwardness seeming to encourage Matt to lower his guard. Marcy was a good friend. She just liked to feign irritation for the sake of pride, and that amused Foggy to no end. For God's sake, give me one of those blankets. It's freezing in here, Marcy complained, hugging her blazer closer and shivering. Matt? Sweetie? Foggy said coaxingly, moving to sit beside him on the bed. Fine, Matt reluctantly agreed, relinquishing a single blanket from the pile that comprised their bed. Foggy handed the soft blue and gray blanket to Marcy, who immediately wrapped it around herself. She wasn't wrong about it being cold in the dorm. The radiator was hardly putting out any heat at all. He needed to report that so it could be fixed in time for winter, or he and Matt were going to freeze. Fine. I take it back. This is nice, Marcy admitted with a small smile. But whoever knitted it was colorblind. Just blind, actually, Matt said lightly. And it's crocheted. You made these, Murdoch? Marcy asked with evident surprise. He sure did, Foggy said proudly, snuggling closer to Matt. His boyfriend wrapped a corner of the blanket around his shoulders, making Foggy's cheeks warm. He ducked his head to hide his smile from Marcy. She wasn't wrong about them being an old married couple. He and Matt argued like one at times, but they also took care of each other, and that alone made Foggy the happiest guy in the world. I'd like one of these for my bed, Marcy decided, examining a row of neat gray stitches. Just not in these colors. What colors? I could make you one, Matt offered, which Foggy thought was surprisingly sweet until his boyfriend added, as soon as you admit you're wrong about them being ugly. Purple and a silvery gray, Marcy suggested with a thoughtful frown. And I never admit I'm wrong, because I'm not. I can get you the materials for this and admit I jumped to conclusions, though. What is this? Poly cotton? Pure wool. Cotton's too scratchy. I don't like it, Matt declared, with an air of fight me on this, I dare you. Fair enough, Marcy said with a shrug. She picked up her coffee cup and took a small sip as Foggy looked between her and Matt in disbelief. It was really something to see the two most ruthless law students at Columbia wrapped in soft blankets, any kind of rivalry forgotten for the time being. That would change as soon as another legal debate was introduced, of course, but it was so good to see Matt keeping some healthy friendships that he couldn't help smiling. Okay, are we studying or starting a knitting circle? Foggy asked abruptly. Before Marcy could start asking Matt about crochet patterns, she had that look about her. Studying, Matt said firmly. He smiled, though, his fingers tracing over rows of stitches that had taken him hours of painstaking effort to master. Foggy was prepared to admit that Matt was better at crochet than pottery. By Christmas, he'd probably be knitting ugly sweaters with his mom. That was such a sweet image that he smiled before quickly focusing his attention on the notes Marcy had just started reading aloud. He chanced a glance at Matt, and his smile only widened. He liked seeing him all soft and sweet like this. Matt's bruises faded now, stick the furthest thing from his mind. If this was the new norm for them, he could get used to it, he decided, glancing around the dorm room and seeing not ugly trinkets, but the first signs of permanent roots. It was forever, him and Matt, and he was relieved to find that his dream of domestic bliss with him wasn't as far off as he'd first thought. End chapter 35.